as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is John Kozlowski again, or otherwise known as the Automatically Deleted Husband, and this is the second part of an introduction series that I want to do to explain what my reconciliation purposes are. And one of the contexts or a subject for today is keeping the promise. You'll see this is a common theme that I use. So where does it come from? In 2008, my daughter, my eldest daughter, Erica Lee Kozlowski, at the time, did a video. She used some tools, did a video called Keeping the Promise. I didn't understand at the time what was happening. This was done shortly after my wife and I she was pregnant, I wasn't. She was pregnant with our eighth child, and we, for the first time, had a miscarriage, which obviously brought us both great sadness. And so we called, kind of a play, Katie James, the child's name, because Katie, female, James, male, because we didn't know. Katie, K8, is actually what it means, but for kid, number eight. But it was a period of sadness, but we were very much together. And there was a moment while my wife was sitting on a couch and I was on a chair. I reached out my hand to her and she put her hand in mine. And Eric Lee took a picture of it. That picture has been used now over and over and over again for years. She used it in the Keeping the Promise video. And because you'll see it constantly in what I do. Because at the time she was wearing a purity ring. And she used an overlay of that ring, had our hands together. And in the video, when the two become one, they are one until death, is what she had. And I have a screen capture of that moment when she had, they are one until death. And I'm living that. That is where that came from. I didn't understand at the time why she asked me, Erica Lee asked me to do the voiceover for the video, which I did. I thought the words were profound at the time, and I didn't understand where she got them. It starts with, wounded by the ones I thought stood by me, slammed by those I thought loved me, misunderstood, ignored by most. If you go through the whole thing, the text is there for you to see, and of course, the video is linked online. It's there for you to download or watch online. But in a very real sense, it was prophetic, because if you go through it, I'm basically living it completely. If you look at that, the example of someone living that out is me, because I remain keeping the promise, because the idea of they're one until death. But there's more to it than that. Erica Lee was strong in her belief as a follower of Christ, but slowly but surely she fell away. She now calls herself an atheist. And a few months ago, she did a two-hour-long interview with a gentleman who goes by the moniker Harmonic Atheist. And I'll give you the link to that video. And she is not content with her upbringing and has suggested some things that are inappropriate. I'll give you the link to their website. And one of the things about her website, there's a lot of things on there that for a dad who loves his daughter is more than a concern. But there was an interesting analogy that I attempted to reach out to the Harmonic Atheist to engage him in dialogue. Because I said there's a number of things that we really agree on and some things we don't. Are you willing to engage me? And what a surprise. His response was silence. I put a comment on the video. It was deleted almost immediately. The following day, I put a comment again, same comment. And again, it took a few hours that time, and it was deleted again. But be of good cheer, I have a screen capture of it. And there was another person, Deborah, who wrote a statement on the site. And I responded to them, and that response remains. Why it remains, and especially if this gets to my daughter and she passes it along, it'll probably disappear. So be of good cheer. The text is here. But allow me to read it. This lady wrote, "I do not understand the doctrine of marriage as being compared to Christ and the church. I do not understand how that works in day-to-day life. I do not understand what it means to be the bride of Christ. The church is made up of men, women, and children, old, young, and people of all diverse backgrounds. Each a member of the church considered the, quote, wife of Christ?" I would suggest this was a very rational question. I responded. The Bible uses analogies to explain concepts from a human perspective. The relationship between the Lord and the bride of Christ, or the elect, is mirrored in the relationship between a husband and his wife. This is seen most clearly in Ephesians 5:25, as the husband is to love his wife as the Lord loves his elect. The husband is given authority, but it is to be a sacrificial love, not a commanding one. Christ demonstrated this by his sacrifice of himself as he came to serve and not be served. Matthew 20:28, Mark 10:45. The relationship of Christ and his bride is not a bride in the sense of a female, as seen in Galatians 3:28, but Christ, the servant head, and the bride or elect, as the beneficiary of his grace. Consider the response. Again, the text will be is there on the website. Is that response from an immature follower of Christ, someone who is just fluffy, someone who ignores Christ? Or do you see someone who has matured as a follower of Christ? And one of the things I do want to point out, because I do mention the Ephesians 5:25, where I say the husband is to love his wife as the Lord loves his elect, because in most modern translations, modern as in the last 500 years or more, it's how Christ loved the church. And there is an issue with the word church, which is one of the things I will get into. But it is clear it says is elect, because the word is ecclesia, and the translation to the word church has issues, but that'll be another subject. So I have a daughter who's become an atheist. My eldest son has become a homosexual. I have my next daughter who, as far as I can tell, is after credentials, and communications has been lacking. I have a third daughter who showed remarkable commitment to her husband, and her husband has abandoned her. And I've reached out to her, and it hasn't worked. And then I have the remaining five kids. I have nine. The remaining five are with my wife, apparently. The oldest being 21, the youngest being 10, who I've never celebrated a birthday with. You want to know what heart is? What it is to have a broken heart? Think of having a 10-year-old son that you've never celebrated a birthday with. So, with that theme, on my wife's birthday in December 8th, 2020, I did a video that is actually on YouTube, Brighteon, and BitChute called Postcard Reconciliation. That one I actually wrote a script for. I actually highly recommend it. I just watched it a moment ago, and I recommend it. I would suggest it is a solid interpretation of Scripture and the importance of reconciliation. Some of it is basically what was said in the previous video. It's a challenge set before you. Because what I did at that time is I went to the post office and got five these prepaid postcards. And send it to Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman. Jim Cross, my father-in-law, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, former pastors at Covenant Presbyterian and Meadowview Presbyterian. And I also sent one to each of those churches, just in general, hope, you know, in, obviously to the leadership. The response was silence. No surprise. So I thought about it for some time, and keeping in mind the keeping the promise idea, I went to a local printer, and I asked him to print me a postcard. The first batch I got was only about 150. And what I used was the image, the screen capture, from Eric Lee's Keeping the Promise video. And it's obviously very much the focus is my wife's hand and mine. And very bold here, Kozlowski.org/promise. So it's very easy for somebody to see this and type this into a web browser and find the site. What does the site contain? I started sending out the cards. You will find the moniker on the page is the idea of a postcard is sent every day in unmitigated hope. Yes, a postcard is sent every day in unmitigated hope. You'll find I constantly use the idea from 2 Timothy 4, the idea of all patience or complete patience, all long-suffering, which is basically never give up. Well, unmitigated hope. I'm not giving up. So I started sending these out. When I went to the printer, I paid $40, $60 for the first batch of cards. When I went the following day or two to pick them up, I was handed my stack of cards, a little bit larger than this, and my money back. The printer printed them for free, understanding my purpose. It was a gracious gift to me. Some months later, I had another batch printed, another 250. I got a discount. And I did make a change to the card. I added an extra little bit here in order to distinguish from the first batch to the second batch. These cards have been sent out. Now, hundreds of them have been sent out. What kind of response do I get? Thus far, only one. A return postcard from Lexington, North Carolina. No return address. It's a fruitcake recipe. It's an insult. This was sent by a coward, an unloving coward. This is sent as an act of love, in unmitigated hope. So my effort continues, and I will continue. So with that in mind, I also did, I've been sending these out, and I don't want to make these too long, so I'm gonna basically wrap it up here. With the one understanding, I did a video also to my wife for her birthday, a previous birthday, called Marriage Defined and a Commitment Beyond. I suggest both the videos, both the postcard reconciliation and Marriage Defined and Commitment Beyond, will have an impact. I would say it's a solid exposition of Scripture. Definition of marriage and the effort to reconcile. In that photo, in this photo, you'll see my hand with this ring. The ring is symbolic. Wearing a ring doesn't make you married. My wife was wearing a ring too. This one. As you can see, it doesn't fit my hand. So I normally don't wear it. It doesn't belong in my hand. It belongs in her. It's just a symbol. It was a symbol of their one until death. My wife is alive. So am I. I'm keeping the promise. Dorothy Jane, my lady, your husband loves you and wants you back.